Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
I'm going to tell you, between Johnny O and Mr. Big Willie, oh my God, oh, Mr. Big Willie, I'm going to send him a text. Hold on a second. Wait a minute, stay, okay, listen to the music. All right, I sent him a text, so enough of this. All right, so what was I going to do? Oh, yeah. Between Johnny O and Mr. Big Willie, they've pretty much taken over the show today. So my apologies to all of our listener for all of this stuff. There's nothing to see here, so no need to watch the Facebook live stream now. But in any event, share it if you would. Anyway. So we got, Dimitri Graffiti coming up, only on the radio side, not on Facebook, because Facebook has essentially banned Dimitri Graffiti. But on the radio side, you can have that, enjoy that. Call in, for God's sake. Call in. I'm sure the Johnny O fan club or the Mr. Big Willie fan club will be calling in and, you know, doing God knows whatever else. And maybe the whole Somali community in Columbus will be calling in. So we've got all of that. So that's Dimitri Graffiti. We also have a 4-pack of tickets, a big prize package here. If you love dogs, or if your kids love dogs, I've got a great prize package here for you. 4 tickets for the big event, the Cirque du Canines at the Capitol Theater, December 21. Now, this is really interesting. If you've ever seen, I'm actually amazed by these animals, I must tell you. These dogs that you see on TV doing different athletic things and trick things, and they really are amazing. One dog, which I thought was sort of like a German Shepherd, except it's from Belgium, and it virtually ran up a wall. It was just, honestly, it was an amazing thing to see. So these dogs that they have doing all of these, not only tricks, but athletic actions and acrobatic stuff. It's amazing what they've trained these dogs to do. It really is. Anyway, so if your kids love dogs, and for Christmas, this would be a wonderful thing. It's a 4-pack of tickets, so you can bring the whole family if you have a family of four. Then it's a Cirque du Canine, which I believe is French for circle. Okay, du, which is French for, I think, two, and canines, which is might be the plural of cans, where they have the film festival. My French is not very good. Cirque du Canines, 4-pack of tickets. Now, how do you win? I know a lot of people are wondering that. I know you're wondering that. Very simple. Do you like Christmas? Because this is a Christmas thing, this December 21st at the Capitol Theater, Cirque du Canines. I've got some trivia questions for that are Christmas trivia questions. Christmas films, Christmas songs, Christmas stories, Christmassy. All you have to do is call in, and I will give you a question. And if you answer it, you're the big winner, and you get a big round of applause. And if you don't get the right answer, the ridicule will last probably for the rest of your life. All right, so if you know anything about Christmas and you like Christmas, if you're one of those people who loves all those Christmas movies on the Hallmark Channel, which is essentially, I am told, my sources tell me, is essentially one movie that they just rebrand. I don't. In any event, give me a call, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you love Christmas and you love dogs, or your kids love dogs, this is it. This 4-pack, Capitol Theater, December 21st, Cirque du Canine, and you can have a lot of fun with this. It will be interesting. It really will. I think the kids will be fascinated by this. I really do. I think that the kids will go, wow. Look at all the neat dogs and everything that they're doing. It's pretty impressive stuff, I must say. 740-325-1490. If you feel lucky, if you think you know Christmas trivia for films or songs or any kind of Christmassy type of a theme, call 740-325-1490. While we're waiting for the calls to come in, this from Donald Trump, this latest announcement. He is calling out his attorney general yet again, Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi has got a few days left before she can charge anyone, or until she has a few days left to charge anyone regarding the January 6th fiasco, everything connected with that, because the statute of limitations is running out for so many of these people, and Pam Bondi has done nothing. Only a few days left, and the statute of limitations goes into effect. This is beyond awful. So, what President Trump, we have exactly one person calling in. This is unbelievable. Hold on a second. One person wants to get for this contest? One human being? We'll get to that. Let me just read you this first, and then we'll get to the callers. Caller, I should say. All right. This Donald Trump posting on X. Pam. Again, this is for his attorney general, Pam Bondi. Pam, I have reviewed over 30 statements and posts saying that essentially same old story as last time, all talk, no action, nothing is being done. What about Comey, Adam Shifty Schiff, Letitia? They're all guilty as hell, but nothing is going to be done. Then we almost put in a Democrat-supported U.S. attorney in Virginia who is a really bad Republican past, a woke rhino who was never going to do his job. That's why two of the worst Dem senators pushed him so hard. He even lied to the media and said he quit and that we had no case. No, I fired him, and there is a great case, and many lawyers and legal pundits say so. Lindsey Halligan is a really good lawyer and likes you a lot. We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. They've impeached me twice and indicted me five times, and now in all uppercase, over nothing. Justice must be served now. President Donald J. Trump. He's calling out his attorney general in public. In public. And yet nothing happens. Nothing. Nothing happens. Also, nothing is happening with our phone lines. All right, folks, once again, we had a caller and then the caller. Now we've lost the caller. Four pack of tickets. I can't believe that I'm begging you to give you a prize. I can't believe. Don't ever tell Johnny O or Mr. Big Willie. I'll never hear the end of this thing. Four, I've got to fight that. Here they are. You can actually see them on the Facebook live stream. A four pack of tickets. I've got all the questions here for Christmas. Every question you can ever imagine for Christmas. All you have to do is call in 740-325-1490. Answer the question correctly. The audience will respond. Everybody will be happy. You get the tickets. The kids see the dogs. Lord, how hard can this be? Apparently pretty hard. Big Willie 105.5. Hello.
Good morning, Dimitri. How are you on this cold, cold morning?
I'm miserable. What's your first name?
Justin.
Justin, okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling right now from Somerton.
Where's that?
Somerton?
Yeah. It's not a trick question. Do you know where you are?
Yes, sir. I'm in Somerton.
Thank you. All right, so I've got a question for you. Do you like Christmas?
Yes.
All right. Do you like dogs?
Yes, sir.
All right, fine. You have a dog?
I have four of them.
Oh, really? Okay. Any one of those Belgian that look like German Shepherds, but they're from Belgium, from Brussels?
No. I've just got a couple of labs.
Okay. Oh, those things can't stop eating. They've got eating disorders. Yeah. Do you know that? You can feed them.
I do know that.
They won't stop eating. These dogs have eating disorders. Have you tried those shots that they are selling now to help them lose weight, help people lose weight? You might want to try that.
I have not.
Yeah, try it on your.
But I have. Well, the one dog is 135 pounds.
I believe that, and probably just a puppy. Those things can't stop eating. It's unbelievable. They're gonna make you go broke. Anyway, so here's the question. All right, it's a Christmas question. We have exactly one contestant. I hope to God you win, or else this contest is going to go right down the crap hole here. All right, so here's the question. Here's the question. The old man, Mr. Parker, What major award did he get? The old man, Mr. Parker, what was the major award that he got?
It was definitely the leg lamp.
Yes! Congratulations! Yes! We've got a winner! Thank you, God. Yes, it's the leg lamp. It's, Fragile. It must be Italian. Hey, Justin, congratulations. I just need your phone number. This is your cell phone, right, that you're going to give me? Your cell phone number?
Yes, sir.
All right, give me that, and then we'll take care of this off air, but I need the number.
Yes, it is
740
298-1543.
Okay, it's Justin, 740-298-1543. We will officially get in touch with you. We'll tell you what's involved behind the scenes. Congratulations again. The audience kids just so thrilled for you. They're just so thrilled. It's Justin. He's from I don't know where that is. All right, fine. So congratulations, sir. You have a great day, all right?
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you. Good luck with the dogs.
Thank you.
They don't stop eating. It's unbelievable. 135 pounds, and I'm sure it's a puppy. These labs, I mean, they got eating disorders. That's all there's to it. And I'm only half joking here. I'm only half joking. I've actually wondered about these dogs. I know this sounds crazy, but hold on a second. Yes, hello? Anybody there? I guess not. Well, Dimitri Graffiti is going to be a lot of fun this morning, you can tell. All right, so where was I? The labs. Okay, it's really interesting to me that these labs, because anybody who has one of these labs, they're either golden, which is like a tannish color, or brown or black, I think. I think those are the three types of Labrador retrievers. I guess because they're from Labrador and they retrieved things. I guess that's how they came up with the names of these things. Labrador being an area in, I actually don't know where. But the thing is with these owners of these dogs, they all say the same thing. They can't stop eating. Anytime you feed the dog, it'll eat. Even if it ate like, you know, a whole bag of food, it'll eat. If you feed it, it'll eat more. And I thought to myself, I wonder, and I'm not joking here, if these dogs actually have some sort of eating disorder where they can't stop eating. And that's not a joke. This is dead serious, because if that's the case, and I certainly don't know, but if that's the case, maybe there's something that we can learn about eating disorders if we just do an autopsy or a necropsy or some sort of a thing on labs that have just overeaten and have died or whatever, and take a look at them, assuming their brains, figure out that part of the brain that cannot shut off the Labrador Retriever's desire to eat nonstop, no matter how full it is. If we could isolate that part of presumably the brain, figure out what's really going on with these labs, that might help us with people. That might give us a clue about how we could help an awful lot of people who are compulsively, they just can't stop eating. I've always wondered about that. I don't think that's going to get anywhere, because I'm just some idiot talking into a microphone. I'm not a scientist. I'm not much of anything. But I've always wondered, could there be some sort of a clue there with the Labrador Retrievers? Because all the owners say the same things. They will not stop eating no matter how much they've eaten. If you keep feeding them, they'll keep eating. I just wonder if there's something there. I really do. So, in any event. So, congratulations again to Justin from Somerville, Somerton, something. But he knew where he was. He was there. That's pretty much all we needed to know. That and the labs, of course. So, the award, the major award, the old man is Mr. Parker. Ralphie Parker, the Christmas story, or A Christmas Story, not The Christmas Story. That's a whole different group of people. A Christmas Story. And Ralphie, and that's his dad, the old man, It's the Parker family. They lived in Cleveland and all of that. Or supposedly lived in Cleveland, or they're supposedly from Indiana. Anyway, the house is in Cleveland. And it's a big tourist attraction. Good for them. So I never quite understood A Christmas Story. I didn't even know the thing existed until Stacy Rich, now Stacy Bishop, was my news anchor back at the other station back in the what's going on here? Okay. Back in the day, told me about it. I'd never heard of this movie. I'd never heard of it. And Stacy, God bless her, a sweet, lovely, wonderful, wonderful woman, told me about it, and I started watching it. Never got into it, but everybody else has gotten into it. In any event, this leg lamp and this whole thing about it is like a big deal. Anyway, so the major award was a leg lamp, and oh, Fragile, it must be Italian. So there's that. Congratulations again to Justin.